News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. A couple of school delays to pass on to you. Mercer schools will open 2 hours late. Merrill schools will also open 2 hours late. Four-year-old kindergarten and early Head Start canceled there. A portable propane tank exploded inside a Mosinee home on Wednesday night. One person was injured, and there was extensive damage. Fire Chief Josh Klug says the doors and windows on the right side of this unit at 501 Maple Street were blown out. The lone woman inside was out of the building when this happened.
There was one person in the building at the time of the explosion. That person was transported by the Mosinee Fire District Ambulance to the Spires-Wausau Hospital.
Now, the victim's name and the extent of her injuries not released. Klug says both of her dogs survived the blast as well. She says you should never try and hook up a portable propane tank to a home furnace. That's the likely cause of this blast. Arizona's Republican governor is vetoing a controversial bill that critics say is anti-gay. Let's get more on the decision from Governor Jan Brewer. From Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal.
Governor Jan Brewer said her goal is to sign legislation that advances Arizona and that her priority this session is to get a budget together that helps the state's economic comeback.
The bill is broadly worded and could result in unintended and negative consequences.
Several gay rights groups were infuriated by the bill. Some conservative and religious groups had pushed for it based on a small number of lawsuits in other states against business owners who refused services to accommodate gay weddings. Business groups and owners urged the governor to veto the bill, fearing economic boycotts that could hurt the state. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
Governor Walker says if he is reelected, property taxes will not go up in the state. He says he will hold the line on property taxes over the next 4 years.
In December of 2018, our goal would be 4 years from now, just as property taxes are lower, will be lower this December than they were in 2010, the same can be said in December of 2018. We think that's good news, certainly for property owners.
Governor points out that property taxes increased 27% in the 10 years before he took office, and he says there are no other neighboring states who are offering similar property tax promises. A legislative committee is recommending yes on legal marijuana for medical use.
The Assembly Committee on Children and Families discussed Assembly Bill 726, which, if passed, would allow the use of cannabis oil, which is an oil derived from marijuana found to be effective in controlling seizure disorders. The proposed legislation does not make any other form of marijuana use legal, only this specific product. This bill was introduced by several members of the Assembly from both parties, including Representative Scott Krug of NACUSA. There are other bills circulating Madison with a narrow focus, including one introduced by Representative Amy Sue Bruink that would allow growing and processing of industrial hemp. That bill was not discussed yesterday. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
A sexting scandal being investigated by Menasha police involving high school students. Officials say about a dozen students, 14, 15, and 16-year-olds, either sent or received nude or semi-nude pictures of other students. Some of those images were uploaded to an online account. Menasha School District Superintendent Chris Vanderhayden says teachers have already warned students about the dangers of this type of activity.
We do spend some time at the high school level. We cover being respectful and responsible with technology at the high school level during a part of the day that we call life options.
He says a lot of students don't keep in mind that a picture they send to a boyfriend or girlfriend could wind up being seen by other people. Boston Marathon runners are being told to leave their backpacks at home this year. Organizers say runners will have to use a clear plastic bag provided by the race organizers if they want to bring a change of clothing. Those are some of the precautions being taken after three people were killed at the race by explosions near the finish line in 2013. We are dealing with more extreme cold this morning. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Very cold out there for today. A wind chill advisory for central Wisconsin through noon. A wind chill warning for the Northwoods. We'll have a high of 1 below 0. Mostly sunny skies. The winds will turn a bit lighter later in the day. Clear to partly cloudy for tonight. A low of 19 below zero. On Friday, a little light snow developing in the afternoon. 1 to 2 inches possible with a high of 9. Saturday should be dry. A few clouds in the south. A little bit more sun in the north. And a high around 8. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Getting some updated temperatures around the region, and just about everyone is waking up to sub-zero this morning. We have the hour-by-hour temperatures and the six-day forecast anytime at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.